This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you are with us today. A little bit different interview. And I've always wanted to get into doing something with a restaurant. And my wife and I, Victoria, celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary recently. And chose a place that we had seen but not been to called Ocean Prime. And at the Denver Tech Center, there are a couple of locations, which we'll get to in just a moment. But I have to say, it was absolutely the best dining experience we have ever experienced. And I mean, from the complimentary valet parking to just getting seated promptly, the waiter, the food, I mean, everything was just absolutely delicious. So I invited John Wilmer over. He's the assistant general manager for Ocean Prime. So, John, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. It was a great time. I'm glad you had a wonderful time.
Man, I'm
great to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, because usually it doesn't work where I just go, man, can you come over and do a show? Because, I mean, it was just unbelievable. And I think so many people think of, you know, date night's got to be a Friday or Saturday night. And we were there on a Tuesday, I think. I mean, so it was just, and it was great. I mean, you know, and while you probably get a lot more people in there and it can get a little bit probably noisier, but I mean, it was quiet and it was nice, and man, just it was perfect.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, we really pride ourselves on that, on creating a wonderful dining experience and environment. You know, we feel that hospitality and being great people delivering genuine hospitality is our lane, and that's what we really like to pride ourselves on. And, you know, life happens. You know,
sure.
you can't always set up and have your anniversary or the big date or a big business dinner on Fridays only. You know, like I said, life happens, and it can happen on a Tuesday, it can happen on a Thursday, and we're here for you,
right.
And we really want always be here for you. So sure. It is a Tuesday and your 14th wedding anniversary, and it was great to have you.
Yeah, it was great. All right, let's talk a little bit about, you got two locations. You got one Larimer Square and one Denver Tech Center. So tell us about those, and do they differ much from each other and how they're laid out and all that?
Yeah, so we opened about 8 years ago in Larimer Square on the corner of 15th and Larimer Street in downtown Denver. And we are a two-floor restaurant location there. Our bar and lounge are on the bottom floor, and upstairs is our dining room. Actually, that's where I started my career with the company. And it's a little different from the Denver Tech Center. You're downtown. You're in the one of the original neighborhoods and blocks of downtown Denver. So it's really, to me, a magical spot. But it's more of an urban feel. We're down in our Denver Tech Center location on 8000 East Bellevue in the Bellevue Promenade. It's a newer construction. We opened up on November 20th of last year, of 2018. And that is a great, great feel, warm woods to that one level to our location as well, with our bar and lounge on one side of the restaurant and then our dining room on the other. So what I love about that location as well, actually both locations, is that you have that separate space of a bar lounge and
sure.
a dining room. So if you're guys night out, ladies night out, you'd like to be happy hour or coming off the golf course, you could go into our lounge and have a great time with a full dinner menu available. Or if you have more of a formal dinner reservation or agenda for the evening, our dining room is perfect for that.
And that was one thing that, you know, I did a survey, and is the app called Open Table?
Yeah,
you said,
Open
okay.
Table.
Yeah, and that's where we made a reservation and all, and then they do a little survey after, and it asks you, you know, what's this place great for? And, man, I found myself checking everything. I mean, whether it's a day, night, whether, you like you say, guys want to go do something after a golf game or whatever, or ladies, and, you know, so date, family celebrate. I mean, very few restaurants, I think, can fit everything, but there was not one occasion they listed that I couldn't check off. I think this would be great for.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful, and especially too, I've done things with engagements and talking to, you know, a nervous gentleman that's looking to do something special for his you know, girlfriend, wife, and just like, okay, let's start planning this together. We're you know, we wear many hats. It's so much more than just bring food, drinks to the table. As I said earlier, it's really hospitality, and it's figuring things out and working on the on on the go with our guests to ensure that it's just the perfect night for everyone every time that they're with us.
Right. Well, here it is lunchtime, so let's talk a little bit about the menu and what you guys offer.
Of course. So lunch is a great time as well. We have a full lunch menu available, but we also have our prime lunch, which is a great idea. You know, lunch is a very quick time. You've got an hour to be in and out of our restaurant and get back to the office. And we offer a $25 three-course lunch, starting off with either a choice of soup or salad, and then moving on to a choice of four entrees, blackened salmon salad, a six-ounce filet mignon with a smoked Gouda potato cake, and a chili-seared spinach with a Cabernet jus, our Colorado lamb lollipops, sourced from the flat top area of the state, absolutely gorgeous, and or our ahi poke bowl with avocado and sriracha vinaigrette. And then we package up some fresh baked, daily fresh baked cookies to go. So you can have around 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you need a little sugar kick to get you through the rest of the day. We've got those cookies for you as well that we baked in the morning.
Wow. And that's just lunch.
That's just lunch. We haven't even scratched the surface with if you do lunch and then want to come back for half
an
hour.
And you open at what time, 11?
11 o'clock. Okay. Monday through Friday is when we do lunch. At 11 o'clock we open.
And then dinner, let's talk about some of the choices there.
Yeah, so dinner, we started our dinner service at 4 p.m., 7 days a week. We've got a great array of prime steaks, fresh seafood, hand-cut by our executive chef every morning. We get the whole fish into the restaurant, packed on ice. And then we've got hand-rolled sushi as well. And what I love about our restaurant is that we're a scratch kitchen. So we've got a great team of chefs in the heart of our house, in our kitchen, that are devoted to making the top ingredients and the best food that you can have. And what I love as well is that if there are any dietary restrictions or food aversions, just let your server know, talk to us, the management team. And we, like I said, we've got a chef team that is more than happy to create anything. Come out, we have our chefs that will come out to the table, talk to you about what it is that you're looking for, what you can create, and get a great meal for you.
And we were talking before the show, when we came, my wife is off the gluten and all the things. So, I mean, everywhere we go, it's always, you know, just like, oh, man, we want to go there, but they don't have anything. And Jeremy, and this is another thing. I can't tell you another waiter's name in my life.
Yeah.
But that guy was so impressive.
Yeah,
and just
fantastic.
The way he waited on us. I remember, isn't it, you know? And I was like, man, and I'll always go in and ask, hey, has Jeremy got a table open now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
of course.
But, I mean, he listened to her, number one, knew the menu inside and out, knew what he could offer, and then brought even something special over. It was kind of this, we took a video of it. We don't take pictures of food often, but he had chilled some crab meat in this dish, and it was smoking everything.
Yeah.
And man, it was delicious.
Yeah, it really is. And that's something that I really love is that wow factor. And creating just that special intimacy with all of our guests and the food that I really feel that, you know, context and memory play powerful roles in the great meals of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to create that is something that makes it all worth it for us.
And you guys are open on Sundays as well.
Yes.
And you've got some specials even then.
Yeah, Sunday is a great day as well. We have our Wine Enthusiast Sunday, which any bottle of wine that's $99 or less, we offer at half price. And then we also do our Sunday Surf and Turf, which is a great $55 two-course dinner, starting off with a choice of soup or salad, and then the entree, the centerpiece, being an 8-ounce filet mignon with your choice of the surf, either being our pan-seared sea scallops with a sautéed spinach salad with a Cabernet jus, or a crab cake, or our shrimp scampi. And then everyone gets a half size of one of our side items. And I always recommend for everyone to do a different side item, because by the time you get to your entree, there's just so much to share.
Right.
And we do that for $55, and that in combination with the Wine Enthusiast half-price bottles of wine for $99 or less is a no-brainer. It's a great way to end your weekend and go into a Monday morning.
Absolutely. John Wilmer is our guest. He's the Assistant General Manager at the Denver Tech Center location for Ocean Prime. But as we mentioned, there are a couple of locations, Larimer Square downtown and at 8000 East Bellevue and the Promenade Center there. And if you've been around that area, of course, it's kind of where the Pancake House is and where Cool River used to be. And we actually got engaged at Cool River. So when we came there and to celebrate our 14th year, you know, it was extra special for us for sure. Now, you've got some corporate type dining rooms available and different things. I mean, if somebody wants to come in there and, you know, have a big dinner, I guess they could do that. Or if they just want to have a multitude of appetizers or whatever. But tell us what your availability is for that.
Of course. We have four private dining rooms in all great sizes. We've got our Vail and Telluride room that seat 14 guests, and then our Breckenridge room that will seat up to 40, and then our Aspen room that will seat 80 to 100 guests. All of our rooms are AV compatible. So we've got mirroring television, flat screen televisions that we can do PowerPoint presentations, slideshows, and they're great spaces for either corporate dinners or sales dinners. We've had weddings in our Aspen room and our larger rooms. So really, any private event that you would like, holiday parties, whether it be a holiday lunch or dinner party, we've got available as well. So give us a call at 303-552-3000, and we would love to take care of any of your private dining.
Okay, and when you call, mention you heard them here
on
Haystack Help Radio, and that'd be great as well. And also, you have gift cards available, and you said you do something kind of special in December.
Yes, for December, for the holidays, we have our gift card sales that for every $100 that you spend on a gift card, we give you a $25 bonus card that you can redeem in January as well. So that's a great way to go if you need Christmas gifts for the office. For every $100, you get $25 for yourself as well.
Right. And the restaurant business, I mean, let's just say it's a tough business, man. I mean, you got so much has got to click, right? And that includes the people that greet you, the greeters there, you, wait staff. I mean, the food, everything. What do you think is you got a secret, you know, to being so successful?
That's a great question. I really feel that it starts with who we are. Mm-hmm. And we believe that we're great people delivering genuine hospitality.
Right.
And it starts with being a great person and having that integrity and really feeling what the guests have, feeling the celebrations or what may bring them in, and to extend that genuine hospitality. And from there, we believe in empowering all of our associates, that if that is what they have at the heart and the core of them, is that genuine hospitality and to do what's right for our guests, that we can't be stopped.
Right.
And that's something that we are very passionate about.
Absolutely. Well, John, man, it's been great. And again, thanks for delivering an exceptional customer service experience. Cause you don't get to say that much anymore. You know, man, you go in places and it's like, it seems like, man, did I bother them by coming in here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, man, to have people just, you know, greet you well, have the complimentary valet, make everything easy. And then, like I say, great wait staff and food, just absolutely delicious, man.
Thank you.
It's incredible. So,
thank you.
All right, we're going to try to do some more of these. So if we've made you hungry and you don't have plans, hey, slip over to Ocean Prime and enjoy a great lunch, all right? Thank you very much, bud.
Hey, anytime, Scott. Right. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Shawn of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Up Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad to have our real estate professional, the only one that we endorse and do business with, and that is Pamela Meyer. Pamela is a senior certified housing professional. She's a Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams Realty in the Denver Tech Center. You can check out her website, great website, denverhomenavigators.com. And her phone number for that free consultation is 303-506-0106. And with that, we will welcome Pamela Meyer. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are
you,
sir?
Great to see you. You know, I thought you've been doing shows for a long time. And sometimes I think people, when they don't know a realtor, which probably everybody does, but I tell them, if it's your aunt or a relative and they've done their second house in 2 years, you know, you're better off dealing with somebody. You wouldn't go to a doctor that's only done
one
procedures or maybe one a year. So you know what? That board professional really fits in here. So let's talk about what your kind of consultation. Phone rings. Pamela Meyer heard you on Haystack Help Radio. That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And they say, thinking about selling my house.
Mm-hmm.
What happens from that point?
Well, we sit and chat a little bit on the phone to talk about, you know, where do you live? How long have you owned it? What are your plans? You're thinking about selling your home. Why? Just to get a little bit of information. If they're leaving the state, do they have some deadlines they have to adhere to in terms of somebody needs to be at a job by X or the kids need to be in Arizona by Y because school is back in session, excuse
right.
me. So I do my best to try and glean a fair amount of information in maybe a 10-minute phone call, and then we set an appointment for me to meet you normally at your home,
mm-hmm.
because I need to see the house
sure.
to really come up. I mean, I can give you a ballpark, but it's a big ballpark,
mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, what have you done to the house? What, you know, I try to find out a little bit of that while we're on the phone, and then I can do a little bit of preliminary research, come talk to you, see your home, and then, and that part is really, number one, eye to eye, face to face, you get to see who I am, do I get you, do you think I know what the heck I'm talking about? I mean, really, truthfully.
Sure, no, absolutely.
Am I your communication style? You know, some people, personalities are like oil and water.
Yep.
And if that's the case, well, then we can just call it good. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal. I'm not a fit for everybody.
Right.
But given that we have a reasonable conversation, then my next commitment is to go and find out, okay, if we're going on right now, we're going to go on the market in the next 3 weeks. My next thing that I do is I go preview what your competition is.
Mm.
I get into the homes to see, because if it's in an area where I haven't been working recently, I need to see what's on there now.
Right.
I mean, and I can see from pictures, but it's different when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I can come back to you as the seller and give you, okay, this is this house. This is what they've done. This is how it shows. I've talked to the agent and they've only had 2 showings a week and they haven't had any offers. And they've been on the market for 30 days.
Because it does not matter what you list something for.
Nope. It does not. Well, actually, it does matter.
Yeah.
It matters in terms of the type of traffic you're going to attract.
Sure. But I guess my point, you want them to be realistic in their pricing because you know what? They want to sell it. You want to sell it. And it doesn't do any good to try to price it up where your neighbor got something, but yet the houses aren't comparable and you don't want to admit that.
Right, right. And you know, it's like my job is to tell you the truth, and I will guarantee you probably 95% is you can find an agent and interview them, and they will list it at whatever you say.
Sure.
I'm not that girl.
Right. So where do you get into the point then of, you know, once they decide, hey, let's do business, of maybe walking through and telling them what things they need to do before they list it, whether it's paint one room, paint it all, carpet replacement, that kind of, when do those conversations happen?
Sometimes they bring up things that they know they think they want to do, or what often happens is, well, we're thinking, yeah, we know the carpet needs to be replaced, so we'd give a carpet allowance. And we have that conversation about why that isn't necessarily the best idea. Because people in their mind's eye, your $4,000 carpet, you know, replacement is $10,000 in their mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what their number is, and that's not what your number is. So sometimes it's better. Sometimes we actually go and get bids and post them and leave them on the counter. We can do all sorts of things depending upon really how desperately it needs it. Once I have a signed listing agreement is when I employ my stager, who's really better at saying, that's my favorite color too, but it's not current. I mean, you know,
right.
She really is, and she's out there a lot, so she sees what are the trends, how fast is that trend moving, and is it left already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, gray was a big deal, and gray and white.
Right.
Well, how long is that going to last?
Sure.
So if we're talking about putting your house on the market in 3 years when your kids graduate from high school, which I've had conversations with people like that 3 years ago, their kids are now seniors. So now we're starting to look at, okay, you want to wait till they're off to college? And then we'll start looking. I mean, that's that conversation. Because it really has to be on their timetable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their timetable is flexible, and sometimes it's not. And based on if it's not, then we really have to be on purpose. There is no testing the market.
Right.
And I appreciate it so much when I just had a client who was like the most ideal person. I mean, she did have some real estate background, but has never sold real estate. And the way I explained pricing brackets just made total sense to her. And I think we got more action at 475 and went under contract in a day versus if we had priced it at 480. It just was right on that 25.
Right.
And smooth as silk, all that stuff.
Great.
So we go from there. I don't give them everything and walk out the door.
Sure.
Because, I mean, I want people to hire me.
Sure, absolutely. So at what point, are there any inspections that you do kind of pre-listing?
I make recommendations, especially if, for me, on your behalf as a seller, I require a roof inspection, especially if you still have a wood shake roof.
Right.
Because that's going to come up.
Yeah.
And the last thing I want for my client is to have negotiated a price and then they're on the hook for a new roof.
New roof.
Like if that's an issue, let's deal with it now. Mm-hmm. It might be an insurance claim that you could get done, but then let's market the house with a brand new roof.
Right.
And not give all that away. The second thing I recommend is a sewer scope. Because the last thing you want to find out is you need a new sewer line. Because
right.
You will be buying that.
Yeah. are there still things, I'm thinking back years ago, a lot of people say, oh, we want the appliances left, or we want this left, or curtains, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are there still things like that that sometimes are included?
Uh-huh. Built-in appliances are included. Fixtures are included automatically. For example, here's a good definition of what the fixture is versus a personal property item.
Okay.
Think of your bathroom, and if your mirror in the bathroom has clippies and is glued to the wall, that stays. That's a fixture. If when you remodeled it, you did a hanging mirror and it's on a hook, that's personal property.
Gotcha.
You know, sconces that are screwed into the wall, unless they are specifically excluded, they are included because they're fixtures. I actually have a listing on the market where there are some pieces that are artwork that are screwed into the wall, and those are specifically excluded. And the seller, of course, will patch and paint and make it look perfect, but but those aren't staying.
Right.
But they're itemized. So things like that. A refrigerator is considered a personal item versus a stove or a dishwasher. And some people go ahead and include the refrigerator because it fits that space, and where they're going it might not. Sometimes it's negotiable. Washers and dryers often are taken, not left, unless somebody is, you know, sometimes if you're moving out of state, it's more expensive to move it than it is to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of minutes. Man, time goes so fast. A couple minutes left here. But let's talk about the side of your business where you help people in their right-sizing. And because that's a specialty, I think.
It is.
It takes a certain personality and someone with your expertise. So talk a minute a little bit about that.
I like to help those of us I call as 55 and better who are making later in life moves. And what that normally involves is getting rid of some stuff. Mm-hmm. Moving to an environment that normally requires less maintenance because you don't want to do it anymore. Fewer stairs. Not even if you are making that move and you're still very capable of doing stairs, but we have we're looking ahead at our aging process and saying, I don't want to be forced into another move if I can't do the stairs.
Sure.
Temporarily or permanently. Mm-hmm. So we look at that and we look at time frame, and then we just make recommendations from there because I have resources for people to help people declutter, depersonalize, and get rid of stuff they don't want and treasure the stuff they still want. And
stuff your wife tells you you don't need anymore. Do you have someone for that? Because Victoria brings that up quite often. You haven't been in that for a long time. But here's the way Pamela puts it is, simplifying your life should leave you overjoyed, not overwhelmed, downsizing made easy. And again, we love the term right-sizing. But you or a loved one may be in that, find yourself in that position. I'm telling you, it goes a lot better with a plan.
Yes.
Instead of just reacting to something once something happens. So give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. Again, you can find Pamela at haystackhelp.com, also at referralsforseniors.com, and at her own website, denverhomenavigators.com. So, Pamela, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA. Equal credit lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but 2 or 3 days later, then they have the whiplash or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. We are glad to have in studio Alan Stack. Stack Optical, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Been doing this longer than,
a long time. Yeah, I've been doing about 40 years now.
Yeah, and you know, when we say all the time, boy, one of the last family-owned, optician-owned, I personally don't know of anybody else in Denver, so I mean, I might even just branch out and say, you're the last one.
No, I'm sure that there's someone out there, but you know, I've been doing this all my life, and when I started in this business, it was glass lenses only. And it took a long time to make a pair of glasses because everything was done by hand.
Wow. So talk about that a minute. I mean, how materials of frames, lenses, everything has changed.
Well, the frames have changed. I mean, years ago, frames were made out of acetate. And when somebody would break an acetate frame, we could take an old acetate temple, break it up, put acetone in it, and make an acetate glue and glue their frame back together. Now, you can't do that stuff anymore.
Right.
Another thing, too, is because I learned to do all this by hand, somebody breaks their glasses, and there's nothing wrong with their lenses. I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame. So, and most places won't mess around with that.
Mm.
So there's some advantages of having that 40 years
experience. Sure, absolutely. And, you know, we were kind of talking before the show today that I ask you just what some of the comments you were getting from, you know, new customers that have come in now to your new location. It's still new, but really it's just that personal care and customer service, I think, that's setting you apart.
Exactly. When, you know, we get an office full of previous clients as well as new, what they've noticed is the family atmosphere. You know, we all get into conversations about the families and that kind of stuff because we've been together for so many years.
Sure.
And the new clients really appreciate that.
Yeah. And that trust then is just, I mean, it's not a question about anything.
Right. I mean, if there's ever a problem, they know I'm going to take care of it. You know, because, you know, it's like the prescriptions. You know, a doctor gives you that prescription, but it's still one of those things that, you know, you're answering his question to the best of your ability, but sometimes you make those up. Boy, it just doesn't work right. Go back, and if he changes it, I'll take care of it.
Sure. And many things set Alan apart, and again, he's who we use personally, my wife and I, and several here at the station as well. But, I mean, when we say lab, I mean, we're not lying. You got your own site lab to make all
this. Yeah, I do. I make my own glasses as well as I have an on-site repairs. We try to do as much in-house as we can because then I can control it.
Sure.
And, I, you know, as far as the blanks, I get the best blanks for your prescription that that's available, the best coatings. You know, the anti-reflective coatings don't peel off like I've seen some of the other ones do. Mm-hmm. We'll guarantee it.
Right. And, you know, my wife, Victoria, came in and got some glasses from me. And what was so cool, she liked this one frame, but the lenses she felt were a little bit small. And then you simply took some tape and kind of trimmed it up to kind of show her the shape of the lens. And
I can do custom shaping.
Changed the whole thing. And, I mean, man, I mean, when we talk about custom made, I mean, we're literally talking
exactly,
custom made,
exactly.
And that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, and she loves them, by the way.
Right.
And
Thank you.
Can see great, yeah. Let's talk about one of the things, you know, we always promote the eye exams, and again, boy, you do a great job there, $69, and we can kind of talk about that in a minute. But we were talking also, you said, boy, you're getting a lot of calls on these really difficult prescriptions. Because let's be honest, a lot of places can handle 1.5, 2.0 correction,
right,
and all that.
Exactly.
But you told me you had one minus 20.
Not only a minus 20, I've done minus 24, which is, it's a very thick lens, but there's different ways that we can manipulate that with the type of lens as well as the type of frame that we choose to cut down a lot of the thickness. In other words, make them more comfortable. And there's also new digital lenses when we do it on those high minus that you actually see better than you did out of the old lenses. Not just because of the prescription, but the design of the lens.
Sure. And you also do the progressive, and that's what we have.
Right. Yeah, there's many different types of digital progressives out there. We don't just have to choose between a couple different ones. I can really match one up to your lifestyle. You know, if you drive for a living, I can match up a progressive for that. Or if you're in the office all day long, it's just a different type of progressive.
Mm-hmm. And a driving lens is usually, and we're going to talk about tints a little later, but what kind of tint is normally for driving?
Well, it really depends on the condition. You know, they talk about transition being great. Well, the problem with the transition is your windshield blocks out ultraviolet light. Well, that's what activates the transition lens that changes color. But they also make a transition lens that's designed for driving that starts off with a medium brown tint, which is typically good for most unless it's really bright out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you get outside and you do things, it'll darken up for you depending on the light conditions.
Gotcha. And nighttime, man, I tell you, the older I get, the headlights coming on. And I think headlights, number one,
and
are
And it's tough for
cars.
You, too, because you wear contacts.
Right,
you know,
right.
And you're going to get a lot of that light scatter.
Okay.
But the best thing for night driving is not wearing your contacts. Wearing your spectacles with a good anti-reflective clear lens. That's going to give you the best night driving type of lens. You see this stuff in the back of magazines, these yellow lenses for night driving.
Right.
It looks like it's brightening things up, but that tint itself is cutting down the amount of light getting to the eye. So realistically, you're not seeing as well. Now, they did make a yellow polarized lens, and I actually made myself a pair of those. This was probably 10 or 15 years ago. The only time you really see the benefit of those is night driving in a snow blizzard. Now, how many times are you going to night drive in a snow blizzard? But that did help.
Yeah.
But otherwise, no, that does not make a difference. A good anti-reflective coated lens with your prescription.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks out there don't realize they have a little correction, that if they got that taken care of, they'd see better at night.
Sure. Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. His number, 303-321-1578. And Alan will work by appointment for you. So your normal hours are what through the week?
Yeah, the normal office hours are 9 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, then Saturday 9 to 5. And then I'm available by appointment if you want to see me specifically. You just give them a call and get on the schedule.
Okay. And we've also talked about the Stack Sports Packs. I want to bring that up a minute. And this is something for sure. If you want to come in, first of all, if you haven't had an exam in a while, make sure you get that $69 eye exam. And that's a very thorough exam. But make sure you let them know that you want Alan to be there, especially if you're going to be into the shooting aspect of things, because, well, Alan, you explain what's the best way for people if they've got a handgun or whatever they want to
Well, the best thing is to have a current correction. If you have one, great, just call and make an appointment to see me. If you don't, call and make an appointment to see me and the doc, and I'll take that prescription, and I can manipulate that for the best possible shooting glasses, whether it's, you know, shotgun, whether it's handgun, optics or iron sights. You know, there's different types of lenses depending on what you're doing.
Okay.
And that sports pack, what's really neat about that is you can change out the lens. You don't have to buy two or three pair of glasses. Get a couple pair of lenses depending on what you're doing.
And very quickly. I mean, that's what I like about them, too.
Oh, it just takes seconds to switch out the lenses, and then you can also adjust them in the field. If they feel a little loose, you can tighten them yourself. If we need to adjust the bridge, that's all self, you know, you can adjust that in the field. That's really cool, not having to come into me to make little adjustments.
Right. And golfing, I mean, golfing is a huge sport here in our state, and, boy, you can make some great golfing ones.
Oh, yeah, and I see so many people out there with gray lenses golfing. I can't think of a worse lens to be out on the golf course. I'm a golfer as well, is having a gray lens. Those people with the gray lenses are asking me to find their ball. Because what happens with a gray lens is you've got shadows throughout the golf course. And that dark gray lens darkens the shadows, so it's hard to see the ball. The best lens, most of the time, is a brown lens. Now, even a better one is the transition brown, where it starts off like that drive wear that I was talking about for driving. Starts off as a medium brown, but when you go outside and it starts getting pretty bright, it darkens up for you. But that brown color allows you to see through the shadows, find your ball. So that's a great golf lens.
Or just hit it in the fairway, which we're not very good at.
No.
Another great thing that you guys do is repairs. Again, you got your on-site lab there.
Most frames I can repair, unless they're titanium, but even those, you can come in and I'll find another frame to fit those lenses. But most metal frames, I have a micro torch, and I've been able to repair most frames, especially the old classic frames.
Right.
I have folks come in that have gold content in their frame. Typically, I can do a repair. You can barely tell it was repaired. And then plastic frames, no. Plastic frames, I've tried every epoxy out there, and none of them seem to hold, because the problem with the plastic frames is we have to heat them up in order to put the lenses in. Now, some of them are cold snap, but even those, you put the glue on, there's no flexibility of the frame, so it snaps.
Right.
So I typically, if they have a broken plastic frame, I'll take the lenses and find another frame for them to fit the lenses in. And it doesn't have to be that expensive. I have frames that start at $65.
Right.
So typically, if you have something that's broken, one way or another, I'll be able to take care of it for you.
Good deal. Alan Stack is our guest, Stack Optical. Once again, that address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And I know one thing I love, about the new location. And I say new, but you've been there now.
Almost 2 years.
Almost
It'll be two years.
Years
at the end of this month.
But I'm telling you, the parking.
Oh, so much better than in Cherry
Creek.
I mean,
you can park and I don't know how many feet, but man, very few just walk.
Yeah, that
right
old
in.
Medical building, I drive by it once in a while, and they're slowly tearing it down.
Oh, are they?
But that building was built in the early 60s. And the parking was always a question with that medical building. Because, boy, if all the docks were in, there was hardly any spaces.
Sure.
But in my new place, I have four spaces that are 30 minutes or less out front. And I'm the only one who calls on that, so you can come in anytime, and it's right there.
Well, good deal. Real quick, let's talk about, again, the tents for here during the summer. I mean, we've got to take good care of our eyes. And, I mean, sunglasses do help.
Yes, they do.
And
make sure you get polarized.
I started to say, help us out with
it. If you get a polarized lens, that takes care of all the harmful rays. You know, there's other ones out there that they'll add UV to it, a UV protection to it. You know, some of them will say, well, yeah, it's 90%. I want 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get polarized, that's all taken care of. Some people don't like the polarizing because, especially private pilots, because it's hard for them to see their screens. But the new polarizing, they've changed the angle. So most of those instruments are visible.
Right.
And the other thing is, pilots will complain, too, that if you have a polarized lens, you can't see the ice build up on your wings. So, you know, those are things that we need to talk about and find out what the best type of lens for you. But typically for driving, I love gray polarized. That's really the best for brightness when you're driving.
Sure. And for our outdoor folks and folks listening to Sportsman of Colorado as well, Well, if you're on the water, fishing, skiing, whatever, I mean, boy, having good lenses there to protect those rays reflecting off the water, too.
Yeah, and that one's kind of interesting because typically out in the ocean, you want a good gray lens to cut out the glare. But, boy, up in our streams up here in the mountains and stuff, boy, that brown polarized actually works better and makes it so that you can see the fish's color better.
Yeah, and, I mean, it does enhance the coloring
a
ton. Yeah, for sure. Well, Alan, great. And, man, thank you for all you've done for us to help us see better.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
And like I say, Victoria loves her glasses. Marie loves hers here at the studio.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And now Thorne, one of our other hosts.
Thank you.
Yeah, Thorne's become a client there as well. Call 303-321-1578. And if you'd like to see Alan, just tell him you'd like to make an appointment with him. And again, $69 for a very, very thorough eye exam. Repairs, new glasses, contacts, all the things there they can help you with. Once again, the location is 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and they'll be glad to help you, and you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And I always say, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we're glad to have in studio John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, and you've heard John with us for a number of years. Also does our TV show, and we did that for many years with Haystack Help, and now CBS has kind of done their own thing, which is fine, and but you will find John on there just about every other Saturday, so I hope you'll catch that. That's usually after you're watching the CBS Morning News and Weather, so around that 7:45, 7:50 mark, you can catch John there. So, John, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
You know, you've been on a number of times, and we've talked about these classes. I mean, man, it's got to make you feel good now to see the people that have come through your classes, seen them grow, think about when you first met them, where they are, and now them, you know, graduating from some of the classes and all, and it really did change their life. And we don't use that term lightly. It changed their life.
You know, learning the proper way to trade and invest is a life-changing skill set, and it's something that you know, I'm proud of the way we teach it, the way we teach our students, and we really kind of have a sense of community with a lot of them. We see a lot of them over and over again. It's not just a short-term relationships. One of the beautiful things about Online Trading Academy's education is that it is for a lifetime. So we're teaching people how to trade and invest. And if, you know, something changes, they can always come back and get a refresher, and I think that's always Always nice.
Sure. And we heard in a previous segment some testimonials, and that is one thing I wanted to bring up, because this isn't like just something you can come to once and you pat on the back, hope you got it. I mean, if they need some refresher courses or different things, there are some avenues there for them to do that.
Yeah, we've got so much in the way of resources, and our students are such a broad group, Scott. I mean, we've got, you know, we've got people that are younger. We've got people in their 80s. Heck, we've even got a couple in their 90s. And they have various degrees of financial literacy. They have various computer skills, some great, some not so much. And so we work with them to build the skills necessary to find success in the financial markets.
Right. Now, we've talked about before, you know, you're not looking for people with all just, you know, mathematical degrees or accounting degrees by any means. Never hurts to have a little bit of that stuff. But what mindset? I mean, I think there's probably a mindset that makes a successful trader.
Well, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of key things that we always look for, and when we're kind of talking, and we go through kind of a process to evaluate people to make sure they are a good fit. But there's a couple things that I think are really important when someone's accessing the market. Number one, can they hold themselves accountable? And that's probably the number one thing, followed very closely by, are they coachable? Do they take direction? Are they willing to follow a process? That's really important to have success, at least with what we're doing at the Academy. There may be other ways to do it for people, but we find that people that are coachable and people that are hold themselves accountable and have a little bit of self-discipline are good candidates for this.
Right. And, you know, some of our listeners may have done well in their own mind, but, I mean, and you look at coaching. You and I were talking about the Broncos earlier, and, I mean, look how many coaching positions they have to just over 53 guys, you know. So what I'm saying is a coach that knows the process and knows how to teach it, if you're willing to learn it, usually spells success.
Yeah, if you want to look at like an organization like the Broncos, you know, they've got coaches for the smallest things. Yeah. And, you know, they're working with professional athletes that have been doing this their whole lives, and they still have coaches. You look at professional golfers, they still have coaches. In order to get better at something, you've got to practice, and you've got to practice correctly. I had a coach that used to say, if you practice something incorrectly, you just get really good at doing something the wrong way. So, you know, he used to say perfect practice makes perfect. And our goal is to help our students follow a process, something that they can repeat at home to get the kind of financial results they're looking for.
Sure. Now, you offer a class. This is a half-day class. Tell us what people are going to learn this half-day class.
It's a great class, Scott. They're going to come away from that class understanding how the markets really work. What makes it go up? What makes it go down? We're going to show them some strategies to protect and preserve wealth and some other strategies that are designed to create income. And at the end of the day, they're going to have a step-by-step process that they can follow to really make the market work for them.
Okay. Now, I talked to John earlier. He's going to give us 15 passes for this. So I'm going to break it down for you real quick here. This is a half-day class, and he's got several dates throughout the month. So just call 303-217-4511. Find a date that fits your schedule. But this is a half-day class where you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class where you're going to learn firsthand on what we're talking about with investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Seating is limited. This will be at their Denver campus, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But this is a $500 value, and John is waiving that. And John, let me ask you real quick. You don't have to do that. You could charge $500 for this and sell out, but why do you like to see if this is a good fit for people?
Well, because number one, trading isn't for everyone. We want to make sure that we use this kind of as a qualifying, and it's a, you know, how we kind of qualify people to make sure they are a good fit for the Academy and make sure that we're a good fit for them as well. We want to get you know, people in there that have a have the right mindset, essentially, like we were talking about. And really, it's an opportunity for them to see what the Academy is about. And obviously, we're hopeful that they'll want to learn more. And if they do, you know, we'll welcome them on if they're a good fit. And if it's not for them, that's great. We're happy to have you know, help them
sure.
maybe have a better conversation with their financial advisor.
Absolutely. 303-217-4511 is the number you need to call. Just mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get your spots reserved. And again, they do several of these classes throughout the months. So you can call, find the one that fits your schedule, and they'll take great care of you. You mentioned kind of ages, and boy, everybody looks back and says, I wish I would have done this earlier, because you know what? I was talking with a guy the other day, and we were talking about how quickly bills can add up, and you know what? Saving money adds up the same way, right?
It adds
so
up.
So it's never too late to start.
It compounds. So
yeah, just like
debt compounds against you, savings compounds for you. And really, you know, I think most people that get started in this wish they'd started younger. So
sure.
I always say, you know, it's never too late. Start sooner rather than later. There's nothing wrong with getting this started. If you're 60 or 70 years old, it's not too late to learn the skills. If you're 40 years old, even better.
Right.
If you're 30, it's even better.
Way better.
You get your whole life ahead of you to use these skills to you know, kind of achieve the goals that you have.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that people are, I mean, you probably get some that, hey, I'd like to do this and just replace my job because I never know what the corporate world is going to bring me, but most people just seem like they're just trying to take control of their finances by doing this.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we there are some people that maybe have a long-term goal of replacing a job, and that obviously entails developing a fair amount of skill. We have others that just want to protect and grow their retirement. That's a little less involved. We can show them we've got a process for that as well. It really varies. I think, you know, there's so much opportunity to build the skill set that fits you. You don't have to.
Right.
It's not one size fits all.
Sure. And I love what you said earlier, man. All you got to do is come, open mind, be coachable.
Yeah.
Listen to our process. This is why we've been doing it 20 years and why you're the world's leading financial educator.
Yeah. And hold yourself accountable. We want people that are accountable themselves, that take responsibility for themselves. I think that's an important. And, you know, fortunately, listeners of this station, I think, fall into that category by and large. And those are the kind of people we're looking for.
Any story come to mind of just a recent student that's come through over the last, you know, few months that you're like, wow, I'm so glad they came. And you know what? They're so glad they came.
Yeah. You know, there's just so many of them, Scott. But I think the biggest thing that I see with our students is it's not just the education. There's a real sense of community there, and they realize how passionate both our instructors and our staff is about helping them build the skills necessary to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, I mean, you've done a great work here, and probably makes you feel good at night to know you're literally changing people's financial lives.
Yeah, it's a great feeling, and it's really an honor to serve the community that we have at the Academy. And I'll tell you, Scott, after all these years, I still look forward to mm-hmm. every day Monday coming and greeting students and starting a new class. And not that I'm upset about Friday, I love Mondays. Monday's probably my favorite day of the week, and it has been for ever since I've been doing this.
Well, that's great. Again, John Hinkle's been with us. He's the owner of Online Trading Academy, and we thank John for offering this class for our listeners. But folks, you got to make that. John talked about being accountable. Hey, you got to make the first step. We can't do that for you. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John here on KLZ 560 and Haystack Help Radio. And you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and I love this, grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. Again, this is a half-day class. Seating is limited. So call now. It's a $500 value. And again, just mention you heard John here on the show. 303-217-4511. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. John, as always, pleasure, and we appreciate your support all these years.
Well, thank you for having me here.
All right. Thank you, John, and we want to thank all of our guests today. Most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.